jobs report, hidden leverage, and the cracks beneath the AI boom. Friday's release of the July jobs report arrived in a charged environment, following Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh's decision to pull back on the central bank's practice of forward guidance. Warsh's argument that advance rate signaling creates commitments that can hamstring the Fed when conditions change creates exactly the volatility it is supposed to reduce when a pivotal jobs number can read in multiple directions. Trump praised Warsh publicly this week while renewing efforts to shift blame for past rate hikes onto the broader Fed board, a dynamic that signals continued political pressure for easier monetary policy. J.P. Morgan chief Jamie Dimon offered two messages this week that, read together, constitute a coherent if uncomfortable diagnosis. In one forum, he expressed confidence that the AI spending boom will pay out. In a separate context, he warned about hidden leverage following what he called the situational awareness collapse, apparently a reference to a highly leveraged entity with significant off-balance sheet exposure in AI-adjacent assets that unwound rapidly. The implication: the AI investment thesis may be sound, while the financing structures underneath parts of the market are shakier than they appear. Investor Michael Burry, who famously shorted the mortgage market before 2008, has opened short positions on Oracle and Nibius, citing off-balance sheet leverage risks and calling the market near a major top. Burry is not targeting consumer discretionary stocks. He is shorting AI infrastructure itself, a direct counterpoint to Diamond's long-term optimism about the sector's returns. SpaceX shares illustrated the volatility. A 14% decline following disappointing earnings was followed by a large lockup expiration that freed early shareholders to sell, typically a recipe for a sharp, extended drawdown. Yet analysts raised price targets and shares appeared to recover, suggesting institutional investors viewed the sell-off as an overreaction to a single quarter rather than a structural problem. Meanwhile, major petroleum producers were actively lobbying to block the Trump administration from restricting U.S. crude oil exports, a striking confrontation given the industry's position as one of the administration's core constituencies.